Thanks for tuning in to Cece and Doc Talk. We'd love for you to follow us on social media at Cece and Doc. That's CCNDOC. And you can visit our website at ccanddoc.com. We also take monthly donations to support this broadcast if you're so inclined. We'd love to hear your comments, suggestions, and questions, and we'll do our best to respond. Thanks, and have a fantabulous day.
Hello, and welcome to Cece and Doc Talk. We are going to discuss love and approval. Which is more important, love or approval? And I'm also going to throw in the word acceptance, right? Now think about it. What's more important to you, being loved by somebody or having their approval? Now, the ultimate goal is to have
both,
right?
That was my response. I'm like, well, duh,
well, I both. Want both, right? And yet there are situations where you know somebody loves you or that you love them, but you really just don't approve of their choices or their behaviors or, you know, you don't. And by the way, I'm not sure if approval or acceptance, I'm going to kind of use a little bit interchangeably for a moment here until I kind of decipher this, because again, this is just top of mind random thoughts that we bring up on our podcast. You know, but I can love somebody, but do I really accept their choices? Do I really approve of what they're doing, or whether it's how they spend their money or who they're living with or their choice of boyfriend or girlfriend or
spouse
or their, you know, the spouse. you make it really personal there. And it goes back to, there was a time in my life that, you know, I was told that by one of my close loved ones that they really didn't approve of our lifestyle. And I remember, well, I'm not telling you for your approval. I'm telling you so you know what's going on in my life. And
it's funny because even the idea that it's a lifestyle as if we had a choice.
Right. Well, you know, everything in life is a choice. Just some things there's cognitive dissonance where you go against the grain of yourself forever, which causes dis-ease, which is disease, you know? So if you're living true to yourself, then yeah, you shouldn't have to go against your lifestyle or, you know, those types.
Well,
of things.
if you're living true to yourself, it's not a lifestyle choice. It is
an innate desire.
Yes, it's who you are.
Yeah. All right. So, anyway.
Oh, and then that brings up the question: can you accept somebody without approving of their choices? So, interesting.
So you're accepting somebody, but you don't approve it. So I can accept it, but I don't approve of it.
Can you? I guess is the question. Can you?
Yeah.
And do we really even have a right to,
we're going to go back to, you know, the unconditional love thing, right? And so, you know, can you love somebody unconditionally? Can you love somebody to the point that no matter what they're doing in their world, their choices, their behaviors, all of that, you just love them?
But see, I'm looking at this from the opposite perspective, being someone who has historically needed people's acceptance / approval. I'm looking at this from a me perspective, our last conversation we talked about unconditional love for others. And this time I feel like
this is about the self.
This is about us.
Okay, so let's break down
do we need love or acceptance or approval or both or all three? Or
take a look at social media.
Yeah, because I
put
really
something
think
out there.
Yeah.
And how often do you go back to say, did they look at it? Did I get a like? Did I get a response? You go out and put something out on, whether it's a text message, you look for a response. If it's out on social media, whether it's Instagram or Facebook, you go out to see what the comments are. How many likes do we have or whatever it is? You know, we're constantly looking for that validation, closing the loop. And what is that? Is it because these people love us? Is it? Or is it because
we need to be accepted and approved of?
Right.
Well, because, and case in point, you know, the first time that there's a negative comment,
a troll,
you could have 100 good comments and you have one negative troll and that's the comment you focus on, right?
What the fuck is that? Are you kidding me? And all you do is delete it, right? Because you don't want that out there.
Delete.
Because they don't approve of us or they don't approve of what we put out there.
How dare they?
How dare they? And then it's them, right? Because, you know, they're the ones that are misguided and ill-intentioned.
Well, duh.
Right. You know, I've learned that some people are really smart. It's just in all the wrong ways.
Okay, so so back to this whole, you know, do we need, so is it dependent upon the,
so it's conditional.
I was going to say, is it conditional, but then I didn't want to confuse the topic. Is it dependent upon, like, does it, do certain people matter more than others in your life? Like, do we, does it matter more to us that we're loved and accepted by family members than friends? Or, you know, is, in other words, is there a spectrum of, you know, who is it more important to get one or the other or both from?
Well, I think there's a thing about we die to please those who love us least.
Right.
Right. And that's a tough one. You know, I mean, you know, these people that just have to love their parents. There's the movie The House, you know, and he was raised by abusive parents. And the grandson says to the dad, well, why did you stay there when you were old enough to leave? And he said, well, because they were my parents, you know, and I loved them, even though they were very abusive, right? And so...
And it's hard to understand that way of thinking sometimes.
It really is. And, you know, we die to please those who love us least. And look at that in the work environment. You know, if you're not getting approval or acceptance from a boss or a coworker, how much do we go out of our way to seek their approval? And we behave differently when we're trying to seek somebody's approval.
Well, and how much more stress and angst and disconnect in your own body does that create when you when you're living in that space of trying to make someone else accept or approve of you?
Right. And I had that with one of my senior leaders. I mean, I wanted this senior leader to accept who I was, and she was a tough cookie. And I actually have a male and a female figure that were senior leaders, and I wanted their approval. I wanted them to accept me. Even, you know, I thought differently. I did homework recently. I prepared differently for things. And it was, you know, such a disconnect, but I still wanted them to accept me and see my differences as value added to the organization. And so I didn't change who I was. You know, I just pushed harder.
You just upped your game.
And, I upped my game,
went over,
right?
Well, and
but you try that much harder to get that, right?
And it's so funny, right? Because you knew that you had that from everybody else, and so on one hand, you're like, well, everybody else gives me that. Everybody else sees me that way. Everybody else loves me. Why can't you love me?
And you try so much harder, and so
you know all of these other people, but. You know, because they were the two senior leaders, then you have to try harder for them. Well, and I could say the same thing about, you know, certain situations too. Like historically speaking, you know, in a particular situation, which I'm not going to get into detail about because it's a little more personal, and we do have lots of people listening to this podcast. But there's. You know, like
everybody's wondering, is it them? The one that's listening? No,
it's not you. I'll tell you that. Anyway, my point is like, I can say historically speaking, everybody, you know, loved me, but then there's this one person who should have loved me and didn't. And so then, you know, I spent all this time, years even, trying to get this one person to, you know, give me like this little ounce of love to the point where like, I truly don't give a shit anymore. Like I've given up on that. And because I've realized it's, you know, it takes a while to get to that point, but you realize it's not you.
Right.
It's them.
Right.
It really, you know, there is not one thing that I could do or could have done differently to impact how that person treats me, how much that person loves me or how much that person accepts me, which is not very much, because it wasn't me.
Well, and some of these people that you're talking about, and by the way, your old boss that you left Wells Fargo because of rings a lot of what you just said. No matter what you did, she did not like or accept
she
who you were.
Yeah,
she was not going to be.
That wasn't who I was initially talking
about.
So thanks for bringing up another one.
I know, but what I'm saying is that, you know, there are people throughout our lives that no matter what we do, you know, you go so far out of your way and it's, you're never going to get their true acceptance and approval in a way that you need it.
And so really what we're talking about is the idea of recognizing, you know, when it's no longer your job to try to make someone, I mean, it's never your job to make someone love you for starters.
Right.
But I think, you know, when do you come to that realization that it's just not going to happen? And the reason it's not going to happen is not because of you. So, you know, we've got to stop taking it personally, right? And we have to stop thinking that we somehow have the power
to change somebody.
To change somebody.
Or to change the relationship.
Exactly.
You really don't have the power to change the relationship. You own what you're 100% accountable for 50%. And if you've given 50% of the relationship, and if you've given it your 50%, and they haven't given their 50% in a way that works for your needs and your love and your internal psyche, then
and it's not going to happen.
It's not going to happen.
Right. You can't give your 50% and their 50%. Because
it doesn't work.
It doesn't work.
Well, you've given way too much of yourself and you lose yourself. That's when we lose who we are.
Exactly.
And that's interesting because, you know, if you were to look at, you know, again, this is about love and acceptance or love and approval. You know, you can still love people, these people, because they're humans and, you know, they're humans and they're made of love and they, you know, they're to give love or whatever.
Everybody deserves to be loved.
Everybody deserves to be loved. But it doesn't mean that you have to like who they are or how they're treating you. And so therefore, what do you have to do is you have to then like who you are and how you're treating yourself and how you're thinking about yourself and not taking things personally and not making assumptions and doing your best, being impeccable with your words, all of the four agreements just summed right up there. You know, so you have to mind your 50%.
This is actually a great conclusion to our last podcast. So if you didn't listen to our last podcast, listen to our last podcast about unconditional love, because what you just said is actually the conclusion
that we should have put in that one
to get to there. And we couldn't get to it. So that's a great conclusion to our last podcast and a great start for this one because they really are kind of tied together.
Yeah, I mean, they are. I know there's really similarities. I wanted to do this one, this podcast a month ago, and we just didn't find the time to sit down and record it.
Well, and, I can't imagine why we were in the middle of a 10-week holiday tour.
Yeah.
Interesting. So this is so interesting because really, I think the aha for me at least, and you know, going back to that situation that I was talking about was a few years ago when I was like, you know what, I'm just done. Yeah. Like I'm done trying to make an extra effort. I mean, because every time we put ourselves in that situation, I would come back from that completely depleted of energy. Of you know, I never let it affect my self-esteem because that's not who I am. And because I have very strong self-esteem, but you could see how people who don't have, you know, healthy self-esteem could just be completely eroded over time and destroyed by people who actively are not loving and actively are not accepting. But I think for me, you know, I finally just had to come to a place where I was like, I'm just done. Like I'm just going to have better boundaries and I'm just not going to spend time with that person because I get, not only do I get nothing of it, nothing from it, but it completely erodes my own sense of well-being and sometimes even self. So, you know, I think it's okay sometimes to set that boundary, but I think it comes back to, you know, are you the kind of person who needs acceptance? Like you tend to not be needy of people's acceptance. And now I do think you need validation.
I think
you need validation sometimes,
which is interesting.
Of certain things, like certain skills that you perform or certain.
Certainly, you know, all the work that I do on things and the projects, I'm like, I'm like show and tell, right? You know, and the kindergartner's like, hey, come look what I did, right? And and you better like it because, you know, it was put on with mortar and grout and it's not coming off easily. So, you know, and just tell me how much you love it. Yeah.
Well,
I do need the validation.
And
absolutely.
And it's interesting that you said it that way because I just had a thought when you said that. Like, you know, some people would see that as, you know, when you do the show and tell thing, some people could actually see that as like bragging. Well, you don't do it to brag. You do it because you need the validation that
otherwise I'm not
going to
spend the time doing another one. If you don't like my work, I'm not doing this again for you, you know,
except you would because you're kind of a glutton for punishment. But okay. So interesting.
Because I need validation. So I'm going to do another one to get that.
All right. No. So then maybe, and maybe validation and acceptance are synonyms. And I will say it's probably just been within the last, believe it or not, probably on this family tour more so than anything, that I have seen more of your need for validation and acceptance than I have in the past. And so I don't know if that's just kind of an evolution of your own deconstruction and personal growth and how that's now coming forward? Or maybe situationally, you were in a situation where I was able to see it more.
Because I retired a year and a half ago, and a lot of validation came from my work environment. So if I didn't have it for a year and a half of being retired, then all of a sudden we get together with people.
Right.
And all of a sudden, maybe my need for validation surfaced or resurfaced or in a way that I was not conscious of. See, this stuff is really scary to talk about.
Let's
just end this podcast right now.
No, because I think that's really astute on your part. And I think you did a really good job of fooling me and other people that you weren't in that I need validation and acceptance bucket for years. So like even me as your partner, like every once in a while I might see it, but like, you know, I'm the girl who walks away from an interaction going, you know, wanting somebody to like me, wanting somebody, you know, not to the point where I'm like a little puppy dog at all, but I do think about like, what did I do in that interaction that made it a good interaction? You know, like I'm always like, what was my part in that? What did they think about that? You know, like I'm always, and I'm thinking about that often before the interaction.
I was going to say,
I anticipate.
Full disclosure, you're all about making sure that they see you in good light before the interaction. So, you know, making cookies before we go so we could bring them and it's all a good, you know.
Well, and it's, and while that, it almost sounds selfish when you put it that way, it's also very much a giving thing. Like I really do want
how people perceive you. Very important to you, and I didn't realize how much validation was really important to me. And so,
okay, I think that's a good. And again, I do want to go back to like I think it's important. It's important for me to make other people feel good.
Yes,
you know, about themselves, because I think there's so many people who are just starving for that.
People are starving for affection, starving for kudos, starving for it.
And when
they don't get it, they don't give it out either.
Right, and so then you go, oh shit, was it me?
Yeah.
Right.
Which then feeds our need for their acceptance and approval and validation even more. I mean, it just deepens it. So we try even harder.
And that's incredibly detrimental to your own sense of self and self-love, because you could question yourself to death on, you know, what could I have done differently? And while some, what could I have done differently?
Or now
is
what
healthy.
can I do? Or do I need to follow up? Do I need to make a phone call? Do I need to
Then it becomes unhealthy.
Then it becomes unhealthy.
Right.
So if I were to go back to, you know, there's three things that money can't buy: self-esteem, self-worth, and self-confidence. And if I were to sum up, the three are all different, but if I were to sum them up, and where do they do come from, is trusting oneself.
Yes.
You know, self-confidence is trusting that if you get into a situation that you have the means to solve any problem that is thrown at you, which give you self-confidence. And the only way to get self-confidence is to have problems that you have solved in the past, which then you have to trust yourself that you can make these, you know,
right,
solutions in the future. So anyways, we're not going there.
And
but anyways, it comes from trusting yourself.
As usual, I'm gonna throw a little curveball into that, which is that I am somebody who has a tremendous amount of trust in myself and my abilities. I truly believe I can do anything. And I have a tremendous amount of self-assurance until you question me.
Are you sure?
And then, like, I am completely self-confident until somebody questions me or offers me feedback. And then I'm like, oh shit. And then I spiral into this questioning mode of, because then when you question me, it's so interesting because you ask so many questions. Right. So when you question me, I question myself. So then I start questioning myself. Well, yeah, I ask so many questions, right? So I'm fine.
So you're okay as long as the questions are externally focused, but as soon as it becomes an internally focused
then the number of questions
that you are really good at becomes internally
focused. Right, it's all internal. And then it's a mess.
It deteriorates your...
Right. And then it turns into this swirling. Mm. And that's why, you know, there are so many times, and you'll recognize this, like there are certain things that I like to do completely independently, and I don't even like to share about it.
Sometimes
I don't share until after it's published or after it's whatever, because I just don't want to know. Because like it's in some ways it's a bit of a character flaw, because I don't do well at accepting feedback. But it's more because of what it does to me internally. Then I go through this whole litany of, you know, questions.
Do you beat yourself up then?
Or is it
the litany of questions?
It's the questions of, you know, should I have done it this way? Should I have done it this way? Could I have done it differently? Could it have been better? You know, whereas, and know that, like, I've already, like, let's just say it's a blog post, for instance. I've already rewritten and edited that fucker 20 times,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
So if I give it to you, for instance, before I publish it, and then yeah. you know,
see one
red line.
I was going to say, any red mark on
then
it.
I'm like, it's just like, and then I have to go all the way back to it.
I'm to the point now that, I mean, when I read your stuff, I'm like, it's fine. And you're like, no. And then you question that. It's like, is it really fine?
Now, are
like,
you just saying that because you know
are you just saying that because you don't want to be? And so I don't know what to do, right? And so.
Well, that's why now I publish the blog post and you
so
don't
if I do
say.
Find something and I go, all right, there is a typo in there. You're like, I don't want to know. I'm like, okay, then. So I
or
just
sometimes,
read it, you know?
Or so, if it's a typo, it's not a big deal. But like if something really does, or something, if it's a typo or something really doesn't make sense, because again, I've rewritten it 20 times, so it is possible that you know
you
there's
don't want
been...
my validation. You want my validation that everything's fine.
Yeah,
but then you question that. Anyway, this is not about you know.
So anyway, so that but it goes back to that whole thing.
But like, I still love
it's that
everything you do.
Thank you.
Right? Love and approval and acceptance and
but
validation.
Doesn't that go back to okay? So
just love it for what it is.
So I said that's why I said I was going to throw you a curveball here. So it's not just about external. Love and acceptance. It's also about internal love and acceptance. Like, when is good enough good enough? And if it's good, right. And when is it good enough for you, right? Even if it's not good enough for somebody else, when is it good enough for you? And how strong are you at being able to say, nope, it's good enough for me, too bad.
So if I put something on social media and I only get one review, one response, one comment, or one like, I just go, I'd still love this post and it was good enough for me.
Exactly.
Right. Or I do something at your mom's house in terms of the remodel. And if I didn't get validation on that, all I had to do is know that I did a good job. I did get a ton
you
of validation.
You did get a ton of validation.
So I'm not going to say that.
Yeah.
But if
I
did.
An awesome thank you card.
Yes, she did. And, but if there was an area that I was like, okay, that took a lot more work than anybody would have realized. And I need to point that out. Well, I didn't need to point that out because I know internally that I did a great job on that one corner, that one cut, or whatever it was that I did, that I'm really proud of, and I just get to, you know, I do my own level of self-validation, acceptance.
Some of that stuff was really hard, so I will validate that, and I think mom did a great job of validating too. But your to your point, yes, I mean we need to get good at saying, you know what, I feel good about this, and what everybody else thinks doesn't freaking matter.
Yeah.
And, I mean, and quite honestly, your DIY posts on our social media get way more play than pretty much every other thing we put out there. So
I want you to know I was right by Home Depot and Lowe's and I did not stop in or to buy anything because I have no projects teed up right now. The spring is coming. All right. We actually could have ended this podcast about 10 minutes ago, but then it got really good.
So yeah, I agree.
We're going to go ahead and wrap up. I would like to propose that we do a little turn the topic here to smart money in some of our next posts.
Wow, that's a divergence.
It is. We're going to turn over to smart money. And we're going to do a little bit around Courageous Money, your adventure through Money National Park. So we're going to do a little journey through Money National Park in a few of our upcoming podcasts.
If you'd like to study in advance, you may buy the book Courageous Money, your adventure through Money National Park. You can get it on Amazon. You can pretty much get it at any of your favorite booksellers, or you can visit our website at moneynationalpark.com. But the book is available for sale, and we made
the ebook.
We made the ebook very affordable for everybody. So
under
only,
$10.
Yeah, it's under $10. So if you'd like to do a little homework on that, and at any point, if you have questions, you can message us on any of our social media platforms.
And we will give you validation.
Facebook and Instagram are the ones that we pay attention to the most. And I say that because there really isn't a good way to message us through the podcast platform. So
absolutely. Thank you.
Thank
Have
you.
A beautiful day.
Looking forward to it.
I love you. I love myself more.
Thanks for tuning in to Cece and Doc Talk. We'd love for you to follow us on social media at Cece and Doc. That's CCNDOC. And you can visit our website at ccanddoc.com. We also take monthly donations to support this broadcast if you're so inclined. We'd love to hear your comments, suggestions, and questions, and we'll do our best to respond. Thanks, and have a fantabulous day.